All right, human spirit, on the other hand, the purpose, as best as I've been able to figure it out, is to enhance or fulfill life, like the potential of life or the possibility of life. At the level of human spirit, we operate by choice. And what we'll experience, and what's interesting about experiencing this, is when who's running the show is human spirit, the experience of this is without a lot of effort. It's not trying to be this way. It's just much easier to be this way. So this is where you'll have an experience of happiness, intimacy, you know, connectedness, partnership, generosity, power. I could go on and on. There's a whole list of goodies. So the purpose of this workshop is really to transform dating. And what we mean by transform dating is to shift it from an expression of human animal to an expression of human spirit. That's what we're after. To shift it from an expression of human animal to an expression of human spirit. Now, to shift it, you first have to really understand this. You have to really understand human animal on a date. If you don't, then you might get faked out. You might think, you know, this is all going really great, when what it is just you're on a track. You're on the human animal automatic track, you know, behaving all the ways, and it's going to turn out the way that it always turns out, which I think you're here because it didn't turn out well, right? This isn't the group for whom it turned out well. Sorry. Just kind of by declaration being here, this is the group that didn't get what they wanted from dating, okay? So this is what we're up to. We're going to transform dating, meaning shift it from an expression of human animal to an expression of human spirit. And I'll be referring to this a lot today, so I'm just going to leave it up there on the board. So what we're going to do is explore the different instincts that men and women have, because human animal operates by instincts, the different instincts that men and women have that causes how they behave in general, and in specific, causes us to behave the way that we do around dating and romance and mating and partnership, okay? And, oh boy, it's very amusing, actually. Well, it needs to be amusing, you know, or we'll run screaming from the room. You know, really, it needs, so we recommend keeping a sense of humor about it. That's one of our principles here at PAX, is we keep a sense of humor about it all. And dating's a really good thing to keep a sense of humor about. So before we go, let me just give you the definition of instinct, which is the fourth one on your list here. The first is an inborn tendency to behave in a way characteristic of a species. An inborn tendency to behave in a way characteristic of a species. This is important because people tend to think that the way that they date comes from their past. You know, comes from how your parents were, or how your relationships went, or women say to me all the time, well, you know, I've never really dated. Like they're the only one. You know, I went to college here, and I was focused on this there, and I did that, and I've never really dated. I've just, you know, had relationships after relationships, and, well, that's true for almost every woman. We don't date. We don't know how to date. One of the things you're going to learn from today is how to date. We'll say more about that. So the point is that the way that we behave in dating, it's inborn. It's characteristic of our species. It has a little bit to do with your personality and your past and your culture. It has way more to do with your species, and specifically with your gender. The next definition, a natural, unacquired mode of response to a stimuli. So response to a stimuli. This implies pinball machine. And then the last one is always my favorite, a primal biological urge impelling a response which brings relief of tension.